Okay, well, they're sending me to the hospital. So, here's what kind of happened at my 35-week OB high-risk appointment today. So from all of that, we just got in the car. I'm like shaking because they're sending me to the hospital right now for fluids. So they measured the baby and he is underweight. So I'm 35 weeks and 2 days, I believe. And he was 4.9 pounds. They said he's in the 12th percentile. So he's not like restricted growth necessarily, but he is small gestation. So they said he's just underweight. And I've had issues with amniotic fluid the past few ultrasounds they've done. Like last week, 2 weeks ago, it was an 8 centimeters, and what's normal is 5 to 25. I was an 8, and then it went down to like 5.7 something a few days later, and then the next week it was at a 7. And then here we are, they just checked it and it was below a 5. It was today, the first time they checked it, it was like a 3.7, I believe. And then she checked it again and he had moved a little bit and it was like 4.5. So it's now under 5 centimeters, and so they have to do something about it. So this was my high-risk doctor, and my high-risk doctor does not deliver the baby. My OB will deliver the baby. So he said, okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna send you to the hospital. They're expecting you now. They're gonna give you fluids and try to see if we can get the amniotic fluid to go back up. And then I guess if not, he said then we would deliver the baby. Not to jump to conclusions, because I've done a lot of research on this when I realized we had low amniotic fluid, and it's very common for them to give you fluids and it go back up and then send you home. But there is still a small chance that he could possibly be delivered today, and the possibility of that is kind of has me freaking out and my hands are shaking. I did make my doctor laugh though, because I said, can I please get something to eat? Because our appointment was at 10 and it's now 1 o'clock. I said, can I please go get something to eat? And he said, and then he laughed at me and he said, I guess. And I said, I'll get it on the way, like I'll make it quick. And he said, I guess. I mean, they wouldn't deliver you anyways for a while anyway, so I guess it's fine. And I was like, oh my gosh, because you're not supposed to have food on your stomach when you have surgery, because they, yeah, anyways. So there's the update. I'm waiting on my husband to get back in the car. He's going to get me some Wendy's and I'm gonna eat that real quick and then head into the hospital. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated.
So I'm in a room. Like I'm actually in a... And they're gonna keep me overnight. So I just got my IV. The plan is they're gonna keep me overnight and give me fluids. And then they're gonna do an ultrasound in the morning to check on his fluid levels and to see if they got better after hydrating me with the IV. If it hasn't gotten better, they'll for sure probably deliver him. But I'm sure they're gonna get better just with being hydrated, more hydrated. So we will see what happens. And then if my fluids are all good, and it's gone back up, then they'll just send me home. And then I have another appointment with my doctor on Friday and my high-risk doctor next week. So